for WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. The Environmental and Conservation Organization of Western North Carolina has been around for a while, and this is the 25th anniversary of this grassroots organization. Also around for those 25 years, David Weintraub has been a part of ECO and is the executive director. I spoke with him last week about the first 25 years and what's in store to mark this significant achievement. David, how does it feel?
It feels exciting. It feels like we're turning the corner on creating a community that understands environmental stewardship is just as important as fiscal stewardship.
Tell me about this little celebration you're going to have.
ECO kind of started as a hiking group and has now become an environmental leader in the region. So the way I've been looking at it these days is, you know, moving from an organization that was doing trail building to an organization that's doing environmental trail blazing. And so as we look at celebrating our 25th anniversary, we've been connecting the two things that are so valuable to the place that we live in, and that is our cultural heritage as well as our natural heritage. And I think more and more people are realizing they go hand in hand. People live here and have lived here for many generations because of the richness in our land and in our water and our streams. So we have a lot to celebrate. The music and the rituals, the culture connected to all of that goes hand in hand. And so we were looking for who would epitomize what ECO stands for and loves the land and loves the culture as much as we do, and Balsam Range just came to mind. They epitomize that. We have a bunch of guys who come from this area, born and bred here, who are very connected to the land. Two of them work with the Erosion and Sedimentation Office in Haywood County, protecting the land there. One of them works for the Division of Water Quality, protecting our streams. They're all fly fishermen and land conservation people. And, of course, they play incredible music.
Well, we love Balsam Range here at WNCW. They are great, but they aren't going to be the only act on the program. What else you got?
That's right. We have Laura Boosinger, who also an Americana performer who's been performing for over 20 years. And her music also connects to the mountains, connects to the culture of this area, connects to the people who live here, and has been touring the world. So we're excited about having her. And then Hendersonville has the Green Goddesses of our Earth, and that is the Atomic Sisterhood. And Atomic Sisterhood takes some well-known songs and changes the words to make them environmental songs. And we have no idea what they're going to bring to the stage this time. It's always a surprise sometimes to them. And so we're excited to have them lead things off. And besides the music, we have some great food. Area restaurants and chefs are cooking up some great old-timey entrees and desserts and sides done in a healthy way. Everything from a mouth-watering sweet potato pie and banana pudding and some homemade barbecue, and we have some vegetarian options as well.
You're
come hungry
me.
And come ready to dance.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I've been up since 3:30 and I'm ready to eat, and it all sounds fantastic. Now, when we talk about the heritage of North Carolina, we're not just talking about the Europeans who came here or the culture of the slaves that they brought with them. We're also talking about the original people of this land, the Native Americans. Of course, the Native Americans really are the original conservationists. Will they also be represented in this celebration in some way?
The Cherokee heritage, as you know, goes back 11,000 years. So the richness here is incredible. And we will have a Native flute to start off the proceedings like we often do by a local resident and one of the founding members of ECO to lead things off. I think when we think about sustainability and being green, people often think about these massive, you know, the solar panels and geothermal and all these big things. And what I like to think is sometimes the best way to move forward is to step backwards.
But plastic is forever. And most of the baby boomers and anyone younger have lived in a disposable society.
That's why I think it's so important to connect the two is, you know, everyone's talking about recycling these days. But the best kind of recycling of all, of course, is not to recycle at all because you don't have the things to recycle. With the celebration, we have folks there. I was just speaking to Mark Pruitt the other day, who's the Grammy Award-winning banjo player for Balsam Range, and he's an avid fisherman. And what he tells me is, you know, they're not making any more streams. They're not making any more land. And so if we want our kids and our grandkids to be able to share in the vibrancy of the land today, we have to protect it.
Where and when is the 25th anniversary concert?
Saturday, June 23rd. The doors open at 7:30, and this is at the Blue Ridge Community College at the conference center there and in Flat Rock, North Carolina. You can order tickets by going right to our website online at eco-wnc.org, or you can call our office at 692-0385. Also, dinner will be at 6:30. So if you want to come hungry and enjoy the food, doors will open at 6:30 for the eating, and then 7:30 for the music.
After the concert comes the next 25 years, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Not to take away from the celebration of the first 25 years. You're not going to quit after the concert, are you?
No, absolutely not. In fact, we have our Green Home Tour coming up shortly thereafter on August 18th. This is our fifth annual Green Home Tour, and we're currently searching for some great homes. We've already seen about 15 or 20 great homes in this area, and finalizing that, we're going to actually have a 25th anniversary exhibition, a wall of remembrance that's going to be unleashed at our annual meeting in October, and many, many big plans to create more of a strong network in the community, a community empowerment network. In the 80s and the 70s, there was this notion of community watches. Now we're creating community water watches and getting neighborhoods to be more engaged in protecting the streams around them. So we're unleashing that this fall as part of our second 25th year.
And there are constantly workshops and classes and events going on. So for anyone who would like to do their part in fighting greenhouse gases and helping the world become a more green place, you can do that by going to the website at eco-wnc.org or call at 828-692-0385. David Weintraub, Executive Director. It sounds like a fun and exciting 25th anniversary concert.
It sure will be. Come hungry and come ready to dance. Put on your dancing shoes and join us in the celebration.
Thanks so much for talking with me. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.